And it blows me away to think that 48% of the women, of the members of parliament, are women, because in the United States, I don't think we're even at 20 yet. Well, it's really... I want to thank the co-founder of Code Pink, Jody Evans, when you talk about the creativity of Code Pink. And we also have Tig Berry. Where's Tig? Mr. Creativity himself, as you see from all these things. And I know a lot of people haven't gotten their hearts yet. So if you haven't gotten your heart, Tig will give you a heart after this meeting is over.
Their name tag, they all have hearts.
So, you know, listening to Kenya speak, I think how ashamed I feel, and I don't know about all of you, about two things. One is, with all that Cuba has tried to do something different, and God knows we need other experiments in this world, because the one capital experiment that's tried to be imposed on countries around the world doesn't work, right? So Cuba tried to do something different, and what it ended up with is this 50-year embargo of the U.S. trying to strangle any kind of experiment that could be a model for the rest of the world, especially for poor countries around the world. And on top of that, today, that Cuba remains on the U.S. terrorist list, one of only four countries to be described as a state sponsor of terrorism. Now, that is so shameful. Because if you think of the one thing that Cuba exports around the world, it's doctors, it's healthcare, it's trying to make people's lives better. So we certainly have a lot of work to do to get Cuba off the terrorist list. And this is something being... Because it has repercussions. It has economic repercussions. Banks don't want to work with Cuba. It's on top of all the obstacles that come with the continuing blockade. And then Kenya mentioned Guantanamo, and I'm so glad you brought that up. Raise your hand if you've participated in a demonstration against Guantanamo base here. Look at this.
Many.
Wow.
Thank you.
We even have a lawyer here who was a Gitmo lawyer and has denounced what the U.S. is doing in Guantanamo.
Yo vi que fueron a la audiencia.
The only reason Gitmo stays open is because we, the people, have got to demand that it was closed.
Yes.
So the issue when you look at not only closing down the prison, but returning the base to the hands of Cuba, just think at what a violation of the sovereignty of this nation is to take a very, very good piece of real estate and demand that it keep being in U.S. hands. It's absolutely crazy. When you hear the discussion in Washington right now, they sort of laugh when Raul Castro says, we want that returned. Oh, yeah, right. Well, certainly one day, Guantanamo base will be back in the hands of the Cuban people. And over the years, some of us have been proposing, to great positive reaction from the Cubans, that base be turned into something to do two things that are very much connected. One is to be an international center for nonviolent conflict resolution. And another is that be a center for experimental, alternative, non-fuel, sustainable, green ways of fueling economies. And as you know, those two are very closely linked to each other. So it would be really beautiful to see Guantanamo be this international center for peace and sustainability. So as we move forward, we thank our Cuban hosts here, and we're going to get a chance now to hear from a man who has been really at the center of moving Cuba forward, discussing the problems of Cuba in a very, very deep, intellectual way, and trying to come up with solutions, and that is Ricardo Alarcón.
Yeah.
former head of the National Assembly.